Hi, this is Riley Schmitz reporting from the 2011 Youth Slam. I'm here interviewing a mentor named Riley Robinson. Riley, have you enjoyed your time at the 2011 Youth Slam?
You know, I really have enjoyed my time at the Youth Slam. When I first came, this was my first Youth Slam that I've ever been to, and I really didn't know what to expect. I was called and was like, you want to go to Youth Slam? And it's like, yeah, I do. And so when I came, I was just like, well, this is going to be fun. This is going to be a great time. And then when I got here, yeah, this is fun. Yeah, this is a great time. And it's a lot harder than I thought. It's a lot more strenuous than I thought. I'm exhausted. But it's been an overall wonderful experience.
What track is your pod from, and have you enjoyed looking around at the other different tracks?
My track is the space track, and me and my students, I think, have really, really enjoyed it. And I know one of the students was kind of disappointed that she was in space track, but I think we've all actually enjoyed it really, really well, even the one who didn't really want to be in it in the first place. And I really enjoyed working on all the different things. We had to make a habitat of Mars and what's all going to be on Mars, and living and working on Mars and making new inventions to take to Mars. And it's all just been this very collaborative effort between our track and the engineering track and even the robotics track to make it happen on Mars, if you will. So.
All right. Is this the first track that you visited, or have you been around visiting other tracks
in the exhibit hall? And I think all the tracks are really doing a good job. I'm really impressed with how tactile everything is, and how people have really, really put together non-visual ways of conveying what they need to get across. And I think that's really, really important at a Youth Slam or a blindness event, obviously. And so I'm very impressed with all the tracks and how it just accessible everything is. And I think everyone's done a really good job of conveying everything to non-visual, you know, users of people, you know, blind people who are actually going around to these different tracks.
Enjoy living in the dorms? Do you enjoy the meals? Do you like the way that the social part of this camp has been set up?
Okay, so the social part is kind of what I, you know, wanted to talk about a little bit, because I kind of wanted to talk about different perceptions of blindness and how I feel like, and I only say this to kind of prove my point. I have three students, and they all have leveling degrees of vision. I only say this to prove my point. One of them is totally blind, one of them has very little vision, one of them is, quote, you know, a high partial. And I am just kind of amazed how the attitudes of these people are different, but how they've really come together in the end. And, like, I had one student, and she's totally blind. She learned how to carry her tray, and she learned how to, you know, hold her drink and everything. She did that all by herself, and she was so excited she did it by herself. And, you know, it's a wonderful accomplishment to be able to help her do this and show her that you know, anything, even from, you know, as simple as that, can be done. And I have the one student who's a high partial, and who's like, you know, I can do anything, and this is, you know, why I don't really know why I'm here. And then she's like, I don't even know if I want to use a cane. I don't know if I would like using a cane. And we got her a cane, and after a little while of using it, she's like, wow, I really like this cane. And, you know, now that I'm using it, I realize that I am looking down at my feet as I walk, and that's why I run into things. And I didn't realize I was doing that until I started using the cane. So this cane is really, really helping me. And so I think it's great that everybody... is coming together and really having a great attitude about blindness.
All right. It seems like everybody's getting along great. I mean, do you think this is a great learning experience, and would you recommend this to other people out